Hello, welcome to today's service. Hope you've been able to survive the last couple of days of heat. And maybe if you're flagging a little bit, today's service will provide at least some refreshment to your soul, at the very least. So it's great to have you with us. Before we move into our service, I just want to speak to my ABC family, Addison Baptist Church family, and point you guys in the direction of the video clip regarding our Festival of Friendship in August. That's available on our website to watch. If you haven't seen it, please look into that. We're going to be celebrating our friendship together as the family of God in August, and there's some ways in which you can get involved in that. So it's only a 5-minute long clip, but it'll be worth your watching that. Today's special because we're going to be receiving some teaching from Jackie. Jackie, in case you didn't know, is one of the deacons at Addleston Baptist Church, and she is also the pastoral coordinator for the church. She's a wonderful job, very gifted in looking after us as a fellowship, and she'll be reflecting on an aspect of being known by God. So we've got that to look forward to. And today also is the first Sunday of the month, so we'll be sharing communion. If you want to get some bread and some juice ready for that, that will be great. And I'll be leading us through that a little bit later on. And as we've been doing in the last couple of weeks, we'll be interspersing today's message with some worship songs. So I encourage you to sing out loud and with all your heart as we worship God together. Let me begin by praying for us. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to be able to meet like this. Thank you for your provision that in this difficult season of COVID-19, we do have technology that allows us to share your word and to be able to spend time reflecting on the things of God. So thank you for that, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that we would all be encouraged this morning by what Jackie shares and what we're able to share together through communion. Lord, speak to us through the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so let's listen now to the reflections of Jackie.
Morning, everybody. Good to be with you. How have you found lockdown? Have you been working from home, maybe with children around, and you've had to juggle work and homeschooling? Or have you been on your own, bereft of company, stuck at home at the beginning with only 1 hour when you were allowed out of your property? Maybe you've been bored, probably lonely. Or maybe you've enjoyed the chance to slow down and to take stock, catch up on some of the jobs that have been waiting to be done for ages. It's been a different experience for everybody. For many, there have been good days and bad days. It's especially hard when you haven't been able to see loved ones. Not being able to hug them is even harder. It's important, whatever our experience, to give God praise. Praise him in the good days and the bad days. It keeps us focused on him. Our first song picks up on that theme. Let's sing together and give him the praise that's due his name as we sing, "Blessed be your name."
Streams of abundance
It's good to praise God, isn't it? In recent weeks, with Ben, we've been looking at being known by God. God knows us inside and out, how we're made, how we function. God knows our thoughts. He knows how we're feeling. And last week, Ben reminded us God cares. So what's an important thing in telling us that someone knows us? They know our name. It's one of the first questions we ask someone, isn't it, when we meet someone new? What's your name? Although I have to admit that remembering names is not really good at the moment. I'm getting worse and worse. And it's embarrassing, isn't it, when you meet someone and you know them, but you can't remember their name. It feels quite rude. And my kids think it's hilarious when I go through every name in the family before I get to the right one. But there is someone who knows your name and will never forget it. He's written it on the palm of his hand. Yes, God knows your name. Let's start by looking at the story of the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3, starting at verse 1. One day Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flock far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. "This is amazing," Moses said to himself. "Why isn't that bush burning up? I must go see it." When the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush, "Moses, Moses." As Moses approaches the strange sight, God calls out to him, "Moses." God knows Moses' name. Later in Exodus chapter 33, Moses says to God, "You have told me you know me by name." How reassuring that must have been. How empowering. God knew him by name. Must have given him great trust in God and his word. Let's look at the story of the boy Samuel. His mother Hannah has dedicated him to the Lord and given him to the priest Eli to serve the Lord in the temple. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, we read that one night Eli had gone to bed and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle when he hears his name called. And assuming Eli has called him, he quickly runs to him. But Eli says, "No, he didn't call. Go back to bed." This happens a couple of times before Eli realizes it's the Lord calling Samuel. And so he tells him to go back to bed. But next time he hears the voice, he's to say, "Speak, your servant is listening." So in verse 10 we read, "And the Lord came and called as before, 'Samuel, Samuel.' And Samuel replied, 'Speak, your servant is listening.'" Samuel, just a young boy, is being called by name by the Almighty God. God knows his name. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, we read, and I'm reading this from the Message translation, "Don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You're mine." A message spoken to the people of Israel at that time, but applicable to us now in this time. We too are the redeemed. He's called our name. We are his. God knows your name. You belong to him. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that comforting? Jesus also tells us he knows our name. In John chapter 10, verses 1 to 5, we read, "I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice." Shepherding was a lowly task in Jesus' day. And yet it was such an important job, and there was a lot of responsibility. The shepherd was to look after the sheep, find fresh pasture for them each day, protect them from wild animals and robbers, rescue them if they got in trouble, heal wounds. Everything the sheep needed was their responsibility. At night, the sheep would be put in a sheepfold, often just 3 stone walls, and the shepherd would lay across the front. No one, nothing could get in to get the sheep, and no sheep could get out. Sometimes, as in this passage, there'd be a large sheepfold and lots of shepherds brought their flocks, and so there would be lots of flocks in one sheepfold, and the shepherds took it in turns to be the gatekeeper. In the morning, each shepherd would come to get his sheep. But how would he know which were his? He would call his sheep out by name. The sheep knew his voice, and they would obediently come when they were called. He had named each one of them. They wouldn't go to anybody else because nobody else knew their name and they didn't know their voice. That way, only his sheep followed him, and they obediently followed their shepherd to pasture. And then in verse 14 of John 10, we read that Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me, just as my Father knows me and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows his sheep. That includes you, if you can call him Lord, if you've put your trust in him. And he says his sheep know his voice. And if an earthly shepherd knows his sheep by name, I'm absolutely sure Jesus knows his sheep by name. He knows my name. He knows your name. How special is that? And then in Romans chapter 8, verse 34, we're told that Jesus pleads for us. "Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us." Jesus is speaking to the Father on our behalf, pleading for us, bringing us before Father God. And he's using our names. Thank you, Lord. God knows our names. And do you know your name is written in the book of life, registered in heaven? Luke 10, verse 20. Jesus says to the disciples, "But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven." And Paul writes to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 3, Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. That's something to celebrate. As Jesus says, rejoice. We are known by God. Our names are known by God, and he's written our names in the book of life. In Revelation, it's called the Lamb's book of life. Jesus keeps a record of his own by name. Amen. Alleluia. But I think there's something more we can learn about God knowing our name. Names can have special meaning, can't they? And that was especially so in Bible times. Jesus means to rescue, to deliver. He was called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Abraham means father of nations. Samuel means God has heard. His mother Hannah had prayed for a baby for many years. The name Hannah means favor, grace. Jesus renamed Simon and called him Peter, which means rock. Many cultures today give names with meaning. We've got a Nigerian family in our fellowship at ABC, and their three boys all have names with special meaning. I just love that. My son-in-law is Nigerian, and his name, Olufemi, means God loves us. Apparently their surname, Awashile, means house party, but we won't worry about that. My other daughter and son-in-law named their first daughter Talitha. It's the name of a star in a constellation and is translated little lamb. And it's also what Jesus calls Jairus' daughter when he raises her from the dead, Talitha Kum, which means little girl, get up. So special. I believe God speaks names over us. I'm going to list some of the names listed in the Bible that God calls us. These are only some of the names. An exercise for you would be to go through and see what names God uses to tell us how special we are, what we mean to him. So you ready for this list? In Romans 8, 14 to 17, and 1 John 3, 1 to 3, he calls us children of God. In Ephesians 1, 3 to 14, he calls us chosen and holy. In Romans 9, 25, he calls us beloved. In John 15, 1 to 17, he calls us friends. In Matthew 6, 25 to 34, we're called valuable. In Matthew 5, 13 to 16, we're called salt and light. In 2 Corinthians 12, 1 to 10, we are strong in weakness. In 1 Peter 2, 4 to 10, we are called a royal priesthood. In Psalm 45, 11, we are called beautiful. In Romans 10, 9, we're called sacred. In John 8, 36, we're called free. I'm sure there are many, many more. But I don't know about you, but just reading through that list gives such a warm feeling of how special I am to God, how much he loves me, how much he cares for me. And when it says strong in weakness and salt and light, I'm reminded that his power in me equips me for living for him. I was exploring all of this a couple of months ago in my daily readings. The notes were written by Claire Musters, and I'd like to quote from her last note of the month. As she quotes Isaiah 56:5 and 62:2 and Revelation 2:17 and 3:12-13, which all say that we will receive a new name from God. The Isaiah 62 quote says, "You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow." And her notes read, "God names us. Each of the verses today remind us of that. There is a sense of intimacy in the way that he gives names directly to us, just for us. I'd like to share a story with you. In our women's group, we were going through The Father's Kiss by Tracy Williamson. In one chapter, Tracy suggested that we each took time to sit quietly with our journals and ask God to tell us some things that he loves about us. When I tried this, she says, I was surprised by what God quietly whispered to me, and also deeply encouraged. And others had similar experiences." And then Claire goes on to suggest and encourage the readers, as in myself, to do the same, to quietly sit and ask God what names he wanted to say over us and to write them down. So I did. And it was a deeply moving time. I've written the things he said down so that I can go back to them and remind myself how God sees me. Very special. So I'd like to suggest that you do the same. Sit with some paper or a journal in front of you. And just ask God what he wants to say over you and listen. Make a note of what he says and be blessed and encouraged. God knows you. He knows your name. Amen. Let me pray. Father God, we thank you. Thank you that you know us so well. Thank you that you know our name. Thank you that you will never forget our name. And thank you, Lord, for all the things you speak over us that tell us what we mean to you. May we be encouraged today and walk taller for knowing how special we are to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing a song now that picks up on this theme, and it's called No Longer Slaves.
All my Well, wasn't that a real privilege to hear Jackie's reflections? And even more so, hearing those wonderful names that God speaks over us. We're the children of God. We're chosen. We're holy. We're beloved. We're friends. We're valuable. We're salt and light. We're strong in weakness. We're royal priesthood. We're beautiful. We're sacred. We're free. Beautiful names spoken over each one of us. And as Jackie encouraged us to do, take some time this week to listen to what God might say specifically to you, what names he has given you. Because while Jackie encouraged us to do that, I believe in the midst of what she was saying, God himself was inviting you to do that. So why not take God up on that invitation to hear what he might say to you? Well, we come now to share communion together. And this is an opportunity for us to pause and to remember what it took for us to be in that beautiful relationship with God whereby he can speak those names over us. It, of course, took the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. And Jesus took two simple items. He took some bread and he took some wine. And he used those as symbols of his sacrifice and of his love for you and me. So let's pray and give thanks as we share communion together. Lord, we thank you for the bread and the wine and what they have come to mean for us. That through the bread we see Christ's sacrifice, his body broken for us. Through the wine we see Christ's sacrifice, his blood shed for us. And in these two simple items, we see the source of our salvation. And so we thank you for communion. We thank you that in this, we symbolize our oneness with you and our oneness with one another. May this simple meal that we share together today bring you glory and you honor. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you." As we take the bread, let's pause and reflect on the sacrifice of Christ. And in the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And he said, "This cup represents the new covenant sealed by my blood. Drink this in remembrance of me." Let's share together the cup of Christ. God knows your name. He knows your innermost thoughts. He knows your strengths and your weaknesses. He sees you. He knows you. He loves you. And he names you. Hallelujah. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Let's pray. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, today we've reflected on how God has names for us, how he knows our name. Well, why don't we close our service by reflecting on his name a little bit? The beautiful name of Jesus, the wonderful name of Jesus, the powerful name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is.
Now reveal.
Well, that brings us to the end of our service today. I hope you've enjoyed it and feel encouraged and blessed. Take that time this week to spend time listening to what God speaks over your life. And if you would like to share any of that, we'd love to hear of what God has been doing and saying. So by all means, drop me a line and let me know how God has spoken to you. In the meantime, stay safe, be encouraged, and we'll meet again next week. God bless you all.